U, of Wisconsin, blaming Chinese virus on China is racist. By Tom Sicotta on March 29, 2020. Administrators at the University of Wisconsin, Madison condemned a series of anti-China chalk messages that appeared this week. One chalk message referred to the Chinese virus while another blamed the ongoing pandemic on the Chinese government. The university's chancellor referred to the chalking as racist behavior. According to a report by Campus Reform, the University of Wisconsin, Madison is fighting back against a series of anonymous anti-China chalk messages that appeared on campus this week. In a statement, University of Wisconsin, Madison Chancellor Rebecca Black argued that China is not responsible for the pandemic. She went on to suggest that the chalk messages were racist. No one person, country, or ethnicity created this pandemic. Disease does not discriminate, Chancellor Black stated in the email to all students and faculty. We want to be clear that racist behaviors or stereotyping of any kind are not tolerated at UW-Madison, no matter if we are online, passing others in public, or quarantined at home. Dean of Students Christina Olsted said that the chalk messages should not be tolerated by the community. We are here for students and here to let them know that any discriminatory behavior is not tolerated at UW-Madison, Olsted said. We can do better than this. The Asian American Studies program at the University of Wisconsin, Madison, condemned the chalk writings in a post on social media. The Asian American Studies program denounced these anti-China and anti-Chinese acts found on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus on March 24, 2020. The COVID-19 pandemic has no nationality or race, the Facebook post reads. We stand with the world in compassion and kindness for those affected, as we adhere to the Safer at Home directive. Breitbart News reported in 2018 that activist students at the University of Wisconsin, Madison, had argued that serving ice cream on campus made Muslim, Jewish, and vegan students feel unwelcome. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.